Are you ready to inherit the earth? We all cherish Jesus' promise. Happy are the mild-tempered, since they will inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. The anointed will inherit the earth by reigning in heaven as kings with Jesus. Most true Christians today look to inherit the earth and live on it forever, in perfection, peace, and happiness. To realize that prospect fully, they will face several tasks. Consider three: subduing the earth, accommodating the resurrected, and teaching the resurrected. Consider also how, even now, you can show that you desire to share in doing those things. Ready to subdue the earth. When Jehovah commissioned humans to fill the earth and subdue it, He indicated that the whole globe would eventually be a paradise. Genesis 1:28. That original command awaits those who inherit the earth. They will not have a paradise to start with, though. The Garden of Eden no longer exists. There will be much to do right from the outset in cleaning up areas that are now ruined. That will certainly be a daunting task. This brings to mind the task that the Israelites faced when returning from Babylon. Their land had basically been uninhabited for 70 years. But Isaiah foretold that with Jehovah's blessing, they would be able to restore it. The prophecy stated, "He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert plain like the garden of Jehovah." Isaiah 51:3. The Israelites succeeded. Likewise, with Jehovah's blessing, those who will inherit the earth will succeed in subduing it. And even now, you can show that you desire to participate. One way is by doing what you reasonably can to keep your home and surroundings clean and orderly. You can do that regardless of what your neighbors do. You can expand your role by helping to clean and maintain the local kingdom hall and the assembly hall. If your circumstances allow, you can also apply to be a local volunteer to share in disaster relief. You thus show that you are likely ready to assist if there is a need. Ask yourself, might I pick up some skills that I could use if I am blessed to inherit the earth? Ready to accommodate the resurrected. Immediately after resurrecting the daughter of Jairus, Jesus said that the child should be given something to eat. It may not have been a difficult task to care for that 12-year-old girl. Think, though, of what will be involved when Jesus fulfills His promise that all those in the memorial tombs will hear His voice and come out. John 5:28-29. Though the Bible does not provide many details, we can imagine that resurrected ones will need help to obtain food, lodging, and clothing. Even now, can you show that you want to be ready to help? Here are some questions to consider. When the announcement is made that the circuit overseer will visit your congregation, do you offer to have him over for a meal? When special full-time servants are reassigned from Bethel to the field, or when a circuit overseer ends his service in the traveling work, could you be of assistance by helping to find accommodations? If a regional or special convention will be held in your area, could you volunteer to work before or after the convention, or to be on hand to welcome delegates? Ready to teach the resurrected. In line with Acts 24:15, we expect that billions of people will be resurrected. Many will be those who did not previously have the opportunity to know Jehovah. That opportunity will be open to them after they are resurrected. Faithful, experienced servants of God will share in such a teaching work. Charlotte, who has preached in Europe, South America, and Africa, is looking forward to it. She happily says, "I look forward to teaching people in the resurrection. When I read about someone who lived in the past, I often think, if only this person had known Jehovah, his life could have been so different. I can't wait to tell resurrected people what they missed out on. Even faithful servants of Jehovah who lived before Jesus came to earth will have much to learn. Reflect on what a joy and privilege it will be to explain to Daniel the fulfillment of the prophecies he wrote down but did not understand. Or what about helping Ruth and Naomi to learn how their family was part of the line leading to the Messiah? What a joy it will be to share in that global teaching program, free of the pressures and distractions of today's wicked world. How can you presently show that you want to be ready to share in that program? One obvious way is by striving to improve your teaching skills and by having a regular share in today's global preaching work. Even if age or other circumstances limit your activities at this time, your efforts can reflect your readiness to teach the resurrected. Yes, a fundamental question is, are you truly looking forward to inheriting the earth? Are you excited at the prospect of subduing the earth, as well as accommodating and teaching those who are resurrected? You can show that you are ready by seizing opportunities today to participate in tasks that are similar to those awaiting you when you will inherit the earth. What can you do today to show that you are ready to inherit the earth? End of article.